Today I'm joined in the studio by two inspirational women. These women have made it their mission in life to care for the carer, a kindness often overlooked when we encounter those selfless people who seem to have boundless energy and generosity. Kerry Westwood and Wanjiru Wataka are the co-founders of Manor Springs. They're an organisation based in Kenya whose goal is to re-energise the body, mind and spirits of the women who serve their communities. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Tara. Wonderful to be here.
That's fantastic. And hello, Wanjiru.
Hello, Tara.
Hi there. Now, Kerry, can you tell us a bit more about Manor Springs and the type of work that the organisation does in Kenya?
Sure. Manor Springs, as you said, provides support to the carers, which are women in Kenya who serve the poor and the vulnerable in the urban city slums of Nairobi and also in impoverished areas throughout the rural parts of Kenya. These are the women that are filled with compassion and filled with courage and determination, that don't turn a blind eye to the orphan child, the vulnerable child, the street kid, the HIV-positive single mum who's struggling to provide for her family, the elderly, the widows that also need some care and some encouragement. And it was about 3 years ago that Wanjiru and I started Manor Springs after seeing the burden carried by these women that, again, are always there, that live side by side in these impoverished communities. And they're just wonderful, compassionate women who really do their utmost with very little. These are not women that have great finances, but they certainly have incredible hearts that reach out to those that are struggling, that are marginalised, and offer whatever they can to those in need.
It sounds like a very big job. Now, Wanjiru, how does the work of Manor Springs, how does it actually help these women in the communities? What sort of things does Manor Springs do to lift the spirits of these hardworking women?
Yes, Manor Springs' vision is actually to bring women together in a safe space where they can share their hearts, they can share their struggles, they can share also their successes with other women. We believe in Manor Springs that experience teaches us so much, and we bring that experience from diverse women from diverse communities, and they're able to learn from one another. So this is a place where women learn so much from storytelling. They get, you know, encouragement. It's a place also, we say, it's a place to encourage. And women come with burdens, and when they hear the stories from other women, they get encouraged, they get inspired, and they go home refreshed. And so it's a place where you come with a burden, and you get people who are going through the same journey with you, and you can share, you can open your heart, knowing they understand where you come from, they feel they have the same passions. And this makes it a very special place for women to find other women who have similar passions.
Ah, oh, beautiful. Now, what does the name Manor Springs represent?
Manor is based in the Maori culture, and a person with manor is someone who is well respected in their community for giving their services to community, so for caring for those in need. If you're serving your community with humility, humility is a major value within a person with manor. It's someone who gives but without bragging about or speaking about the good works that they do.
Yeah,
and they're well respected, of course, because of their service. So we say that these women are definitely manor women. They are able to influence positively the communities that they live in. They are well respected, and they certainly walk with humility, Tara.
Real givers.
They really are. So when we gather women together, normally for 1, 2, or 3 days, Manor Springs invites women to come to a place where it's green trees and green grass, quite different to their communities that they live in. And we have the opportunity, as Wanjiru just shared, to share together, learn from one another, connect with one another, so that even beyond the structured 1 to 3 day Manor Springs events, women are getting together and connecting outside of the formal events as such. Supporting one another is very, very important.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful Kiswahili proverb that says, if you want to go fast, walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go far, walk together. And it's in the walking together, whether it's in Kenya or I think even here in Australia, that we can become stronger and we can help one another. And that's exactly what Manus Springs is all about.
Wonderful proverb. Manjiro, what led to the creation of Manus Springs?
It's very interesting because in my life, I would say it's life experience. So my family, I come from a big family, started a children's home, a community center in the slums of Nairobi, one of the slums called Soweto, in early 1990s. And I was part of that, and I was still in school. And walking that journey as a family, we didn't have the resources. We had to mobilize resources from the community. Taught me so much. And all I wanted is to have people who could walk alongside me and encourage me, you know, and be there, because the community looks at you and expects so much from you. And you have no one else. You cannot go back to the same community. So that for me, I felt if ever I have another opportunity is to walk alongside people who serve the community, to be there, to journey with them while they walk with the poor.
Beautiful. Now, how did you find each other?
Yes, in that state where we were serving in slums of Nairobi, Kelly, through another organization, came. She was just brought. We didn't know. She was brought and she was one of the photographers, and she came to our school in the slums, and that's how she met us. We met from 1994, and she kept on coming back after 1994 to visit our center.
Wow.
Yes, so that's how we met. Initially, it was through that work of volunteering, and eventually you decided to come and stay. So Kelly would come maybe about 6 weeks, stay actually with us, with my family, and help in the center and do whatever she could and bring visitors. She's brought so many visitors to the center. So that's how we connected. There is no other way. The way she just came to volunteer.
Wonderful.
And her heart, like, connected with us.
Okay. And so, and Manus Springs grew out of this friendship and shared desire to keep this community service going and supporting those who are supporting the communities there.
Yes. Definitely.
Now, tell us, what does it mean to be a 120? What does that mean? I've seen it on your website.
Yes, to be a 120 is to become part of the community that is serving. So you're working together, not only with us, Kelly and myself, but you're working with Manus Springs women back in Kenya who are serving the community. So we say become a 120, which is actually drawn from the Bible. Jesus telling his disciples to wait. And then out of that came 120, who worked alongside in his mission to spread the good news. We say we can't do it alone. We need more. 120 is just a significant number of people who will be able to walk alongside us and spread the word.
I see.
So on our website, Tara, we have a Be a 120 in the donate section of our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's making a commitment of $35 per month. And making, I suppose, a commitment to pray for the women in Kenya that are serving the poor and vulnerable. And from our point of view, we are going to be communicating, obviously, and, you know, with 120 partners. These are founding partners that believe in the mission and the vision of Manus Springs and all that we're doing. And we certainly invite, you know, all of your listeners, if they'd love to come to Kenya, we would love to have them there. But the 120 founding partners, you know, play a significant role in the founding, or the foundation, I should say, of Manus Springs.
Oh, wonderful. And your website is?
It's manusprings.org, and that's M-A-N-A, springs.org.
Wonderful. So we can go there and have a look at your stories. And I'd like to say a very big thank you to you both beautiful women, Kerry Westwood and Wanjiru Wethaka, the co-founders of Manus Springs, amazing organisation in Kenya.
Thank you so much, Tara. And please come to Kenya.
I look forward to it. Let's start planning.
Yeah, thank you.